WBET News, I'm Mike Stiles. Partly sunny and breezy around the listening area. There's a 70% chance of some showers and thunderstorms until early afternoon. Highs the day will be in the upper 70s. Wind gusts could get up to 25 miles an hour. The Three Rivers Police Department is asking for the public's help in a hit-and-run investigation. Police Chief Scott Bowling says the incident happened around 4 p.m. Friday near the intersection of South Grand Avenue and Hill Street. A child operating an electric scooter was struck by an unknown vehicle who fled the scene without stopping to help the child or provide information. Bowling says if you live in this area of Three Rivers and have surveillance or doorbell camera footage, please contact the Three Rivers Police Department by calling 269-278-1235. The city of Sturtis will be flushing fire hydrants next week. The Sturtis Department of Public Services will begin the flushing process on Monday, April 20th. Crews will be flushing all fire hydrants on Fawn River Road and south of Fawn River Road, along with the area south of East Chicago Road and east of South Nottawa Street. Then on Tuesday, April 21st, hydrants will be flushed in the area south of West Chicago Road and west of South Nottawa. On Wednesday, April 22nd, DPS will flush hydrants north of East Chicago Road and east of North Nottawa Street. On Thursday, April 23rd, the hydrants north of West Chicago Road and west of North Nottawa Street to North Centerville Road will be flushed. If you experience any water discoloration at your faucet, let the water flow for several minutes until it becomes clear. If the discoloration persists or if you have questions, contact the Department of Public Services by dialing 269-659-7297. The LaGrange County Council received a fiscal report from an organization that serves four counties. During their meeting Monday, the County Council was presented with a fiscal report from the Northeastern Center. Chief Executive Officer Steve Howell says they serve residents of LaGrange, Noble, Steuben, and DeKalb counties and explains what that means.
One, it means that we receive county dollars by statute. And the second thing it means is that we have an obligation and a responsibility to provide a full continuum of services and be a good steward of those dollars.
Northeastern Center started 49 years ago, and Howell says their mission has not changed since they first opened their doors.
Our mission at Northeastern Center remains that we help individuals achieve emotional and mental wholeness through accessible, affordable, and quality behavioral health services. We treat folks with addiction problems, with mental health problems, anything from what would be considered severe, persistent mental illness, from folks that are just having situational stress, situational problems.
Howell says their success rate in helping clients is at 95%. Minor injuries were reported in a car versus deer accident. The Branch County Sheriff's Office says a 1985 Chevy Corvette was heading north on Allen Road just south of East Southern Road at 8:15 Saturday night and struck a deer. The vehicle left the road and crashed into a ditch. The driver, 25-year-old Jackson Hanshew of Fremont, Indiana, and the passenger, 25-year-old Haley Ridgeway of Coldwater, were treated at the scene by Life Care Ambulance. They refused transportation to Insight Health and Medical Center in Coldwater and said they would go to Cameron Health in Angola by a private vehicle. The Lakeland Fire Department and Michigan State Police assisted at the scene. A special recognition was given out by Sturtis Public Schools Monday afternoon. During the Sturtis Board of Education meeting, school officials recognized Eastwood Educational Assistant Dan Gould for his quick actions on March the 2nd. Eastwood Assistant Principal Seth Story explains what happened on that day.
When Dan was in the cafeteria supervising as he always does, taking care of the kids, he did what heroes do. He acted without hesitation. When a student in our cafeteria began choking, Dan didn't freeze. He stepped in, performed the Heimlich maneuver, and with calm and confidence, and quite literally saved our student's life.
Gould was also honored with a life-saving recognition by the Sturtis Department of Public Safety. More news is on our website at WBETFM.com. For a look at what's going on around our nation and the world, stay tuned. Fox News comes your way in just a moment. I'm Mike Stiles.